Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Bailey Johnston. River Action recently cut the ribbon with the City of Davenport on a permeable alley behind the River Action office. It is 485 feet long between Federal and Tremont Streets and can capture rainfall while improving water quality with its substrate of washed rock. Being in a commercial district, we are aware of the pollution that occurs from large commercial parking lots and streets. But homeowners, too, should be aware of the pollution that occurs at home and in residential streets. Typical activities that cause stormwater pollution in residential neighborhoods are car washing on the street using detergent and allowing it to run down into the street drain, fixing your car on the street and letting oil flow into the drain, disposing of garden waste, and at this time of year, blowing grass clippings or leaves into the street where they can end up in the drain, dropping litter where it will be swept into the street drains next time it rains, cleaning paintbrushes and letting the contaminated water flow into the sewer, not picking up dog droppings and allowing them to be carried into the stormwater system. Imagine the cumulative effect of all the dogs in your neighborhood. We should all be aware that there are three main types of stormwater pollution. Number one, litter, such as cigarette butts, cans, paper, or plastic bags. Number two, chemical pollution from detergents, oil, or fertilizers. Number three, natural pollutions, such as leaves, grass clippings, or animal droppings. All of these end up discharging into waterways as sediment, sludge, and solids. We want to prevent sediment in the water because it reduces light penetration and affects photosynthesis. Also, when green waste decays in water, it uses up oxygen, taking oxygen away from fish and other aquatic animals. Lastly, litter causes toxicity, as it breaks down and harms the health of birds, fish, and plants. There is so much we can do to reduce pollution in our streets and alleys. Some of it can be caught in pollution traps, but the most effective way to reduce this problem is to prevent it from entering our stormwater systems in the first place.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.